Hello and welcome to Everything to Guppy, the podcast where we talk about every single item, every single enemy, every single, honestly, everything in the Binding of Isaac. I'm William Hughes, and I'm joined, as always, by a hottie so naughty, she drinks the hot toddy, Gary Butterfield, the Batman of podcasting.
It's me, the Batman of podcasting, and with me, as always, the Martian Manhunter of podcasting.
I do love an off-brand Oreo. That's not true. I need name-brand Oreos.
Yeah, you do Willow Want Oreo, and you're afraid of fire.
I am actually fairly pyrophobic, yes. I'm the weirdo who doesn't like things that are literal metaphors for things that go out of control very easily and kill you and destroy your home. I'm kind of a little weirdo about that.
The metaphor is also like not necessarily like it is a metaphor for that, and it just does it.
Yeah, like sometimes I feel
a gun is a metaphor for something that kills people and shoots them. I'm like, yeah, that's true. But also it just does it.
Yeah. It's sometimes I feel like I'm crazy because I get nervous around like candles. But like, I don't know. There aren't that many things in my house that if I knock them over will kill me potentially or destroy something I love or kill my cat.
Someone. Yeah. Yeah.
Huh? Yeah.
My someone.
Cat. Yeah. My cat.
Yeah.
My wife lit the candle. What happens to her happens to her.
That you live by the sword, die by the sword.
Exactly.
The pyrophobic makes a lot of sense. I don't think that there should be people who are not pyrophobic.
I literally, if there's a candle in the room with me and it's like up on kind of a high shelf, I will start catastrophizing because what if there's an earthquake or what if I get up to some of my signature roughhousing and want to have a wrestle and we knock over the candle and then everything I love is in one building and it all go.
House fire is scary. Yeah, that's a logical catastrophizing. Like, I like candles. I'll have a candle going, but not unsupervised. I have it in the room where I can see it, so it can't get
me. What if it's up on a high shelf in the room with you, so
I don't usually put it up on a high shelf.
What if it's on a high shelf right over all the oily rag?
And my paper waste?
And your paper waste, yeah. And okay. Gary, I know you have digestive issues. You got to stop shitting out just paper.
Yeah. It's green. It's a green initiative.
And it's nice paper. It's good cardstock.
Yeah. It comes out better than it came in. You can do resumes on it, and I'm working on shitting out a resume. Is the goal.
Yeah, this is my business card. It's it's eggshell white, and it's printed on pure Gary Butterfield output.
And eventually I'll be able to print them in my guts. Like, I don't even have to, you know, print out the paper or like shit out the paper and then print on it. I can just print it in my guts and just print out the business card like a Play-Doh Fun Factory, but for business cards.
And at that point, basically, you've got Xerox and the fucking crosshairs, man.
Mm-hmm. But that, you know, that generic name kind of thing, people will start calling my ass Xerox.
That does seem like an insult you could, like, do in a rap song. Your butt's so generic, they call you ass Xerox.
Yeah. Kleenex.
That was the first thought. Best thought. I didn't want to debate on it for a while.
No. I it's not worth it. One thing, I had something I wanted to mention.
Hell yeah, man. Bringing some material to the show.
No, I mean, not really. It occurred to me very recently. In the span of this conversation.
A shame.
We were doing some delightful critiques of the Microsoft Corporation.
We were having a little bit of fun because of you being forced to the Windows 11. I assume that's waiting for me. In moments, possibly during this recording, which will be inconvenient.
They're going to stop supporting Windows 10.
Yeah.
So they've been, the entire time I've had this, they've been like, hey, do you want to upgrade? And I'm like, no, I know what an upgrade means from you. But they're like, okay, now we're no longer asking.
Yeah.
If you don't do this, we're going to stop supporting the old one and you'll just be fucked. So I did it. It made me have to reset all my settings. It was fine. The thing I was thinking about, though.
Sure.
Microsoft as a name is
for a moment there I was terrified that was all you had And I was like, this is disappointing.
No, that's not all I had. You can trust me a little bit. Microsoft is a very emasculating name for a company.
On account of how we associate softness with the flaccid penis.
And smallness. It's and both small, micro yeah. and soft. Like, yeah. And that's the name of the company. It's like, you know, baby limp.
But when you think about it, a small, soft penis can get into places that a big, strong, hard one can't.
Sure, for like child labor, like watch parts and stuff.
I don't think I like to think about a small, soft penis getting into child labor. I think I don't like that.
Well, you know, that's the reason why we have labor laws. It used to be the case, and now...
That's why. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought it was a shirtwaist fire.
Well, that was actually caused by small, soft penises that were able to get into...
Yeah, just swinging around at candles that were very, very close.
Yeah, that was the only thing they had for light because it was cheap.
Yeah.
You know? And, it's just, Microsoft is just a very funny name for a company to me.
I mean, those people were so cheap they couldn't even afford a full square shirtwaist.
No, it's, you had to just wear a smock. Yeah. I think about the Triangle Shirtwaist Factory fire a lot.
Well, it's some of the best name branding around, I think.
Triangle Shirtwaist. It's real Detroiters, you know, baby and teen kid furniture.
Yeah, it's what assholes would call sticky.
Yes, it's quite sticky as a name. We should rebrand that. Do you think that the brand is available for cheap?
I think it might even be in that old Pubby Dough.
If that's Pubby Dough, we have to change the pivot.
Yeah,
if we or be the this official podcast of the Triangle Shirtwaist Factory.
The Triangle Shirtwaist. Do we need to put the fire part in? Because I do have aforementioned issues with fire. I don't want to be scared looking at the name of my podcast.
We don't have to put the fire in. It is kind of implied, but
just the official Triangle Shirtwaist podcast. Featuring magic cards.
Yeah, featuring official Triangle Shirtwaist Factory podcast. We talk about every single magic card in a random order.
We haven't decided that, what order. We need to talk about that more.
Yeah, we do need to. Just the preview was in a random order.
Yes.
Doing it randomly is very funny. The end.
It could mean we get a long run of just Furbies.
Yeah. Not that long a run, but we could get a long run. And it does mean that it does put an end date on it where we'll start not knowing if we repeated. I guess it takes an end date off of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, because it is like 20 years of podcasting, like 25 years, I feel like.
I mapped it out at some point. It's very long. They got 18 Furbies, Gary. That's a decently long run.
That's a decently long run. It's less than a year.
Depends on how long you camp out on the odd bodies.
That's true. And a bunch of the Furby ones are not new. They're just art. Like they're reskinned magic cards, I think.
Yeah. I mean, that's what they usually do for those pop culture Fortnite cards.
Yeah. Sometimes. Yeah, there's a whole thing. I cannot wait to teach you the difference between Secret Lair and Universes Beyond.
No, I had to look at it because they did. I wrote about them putting Dwight from The Office into it. Yeah, I had to read a lot of stuff about that to understand.
You could do a Dwight versus a Sierra Angel now. Like it's a whole thing. You could the potential for gooning in Universal Beyond is just like infinite.
What's gooning? You know?
Gooning is when you masturbate a lot.
Cool.
And you just get real into like new kinds of porn and you're just constantly looking at porn like and just thinking about masturbating. And if you're not thinking about it, you've just done it. And if you haven't just done it, you're just about to. You know, it's the brass ring. It's like when you're gooning, you're gooning. And that's the only, like, that's basically your whole thing.
It sounds like a substitution for meditation for a society that is obsessed with pleasure instead of actual reflection.
Interesting. So, like, these teen boys who are gooning all the time and past teen boys are meditating. It's a spiritual practice for them to goon.
they're certainly stress relieving in a way, it sounds like, where they don't want any of the distractions of life happening and are instead indulging in literally onanistic self-focus.
Yeah. Spilling it out on the ground. Like Onan.
Gary, did it sound convincing when I said I didn't know what gooning was?
No.
Okay.
I Good. Thought you did, but I was playing along with the bit.
Sure. Just checking.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I knew you know it. You're on the internet. It'd be weird if you didn't know what gooning was.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. It doesn't mean you have to have firsthand goon experience, but
it's Monster Blitz.
It's Monster Blitz. Much like the Gooning Blitz I did as a kid. You would go through all the goons. Sometimes like upwards of 7 or 8 times a day.
Like the comic about the guy who's kind of like a Frankenstein, but he's also a big mobster guy.
Nope, the Sean William Scott movie.
Oh man, that's probably my 5th favorite Sean William Scott movie.
It is for me too, but I have to realize like I don't hate that guy. I kind of like that movie. It's okay.
How could you hate Sean William Scott? He's got an easygoing charm.
I don't know. Because of Stifler reasons, I feel like.
See, I think Stifler's a fine character. He's a well-drawn, well-observed portrait of assholishness.
You know, if Bill Gates had his hands on him, he'd rename him as Limpler. Tiny Limpler. This is Tiny Limpler.
God, want to goon to Tiny Limpler's mom.
God, Tiny Limpler's mom has got step-mom. It going on. Then we go. There we go. I love that fig leaf of step gooning to the Tiny Limpler's stepmom.
I like this character of guy who's like, we all know they're not saying step in the videos. They're just putting it in the description so they don't get in trouble.
Yep. I think that is the appeal for some of these gooners.
Yeah, God.
Yeah. I'm normal at sex.
Probably going to be goon at 5. Then I'm going to have to go American Pie.
Okay.
Give me the rundown after that, right?
So I know my number 1. I don't know my number 3.
See, I don't know my number 2, but I know my number 1.
Oh.
So what's
Neither
your number 2?
Number 3. I know. So, God. My number 2 might be the goon. Might be
okay.
Goon.
There we go. Just yeah. Goon. Not the goon. The goon is the comic book.
Is the comic. And the act. The
course.
Onanistic paradise we've been living most our lives in. And then Role Models is my favorite.
Oh shit. Okay, Role Models is 2. There we go.
Okay. What's your number 1?
Southland Tales.
Oh yeah, I forgot he's in that.
That makes sense. He's the whole movie, man. He's Roland Taverner. He's the angel of the apocalypse.
That movie is a Boxer Santeros joint to me. I actually haven't seen that since it came out, so I don't remember it that well.
Oh, you saw it at Cannes?
Yeah. Yeah.
It did famously debut at Cannes.
Yeah. I walked out.
A lot of people did.
Yeah. I just went because everyone else was going. I wanted to see if they were going to see a secret second movie.
You can actually trace a lot of things in Dwayne Johnson's career by him going to Cannes for like his second film role for Southland Tales and being like booed.
Yep. And then he decided to just do Jumanji's until the Smashing Machine.
The Smashing Machine.
Smash, smash, smash. I thought that movie, I only heard the name of the movie and that it was one of the Softy brothers.
Yeah.
And I was really hoping it was about some kind of machine.
That would be cool.
Like super disappointed to find out it was about a guy.
Yeah, just like Adam Sandler's body. It's a sequel to Uncut Gems. We find out what happened to, I can't remember his character's name, and that's Body afterward.
Yeah.
What machines it was put in.
It gets smashed down into a human diamond.
Well, Powerhouse plays. Powerline? Powerline is the song.
Yeah. Isn't it Powerhouse? I thought it was Powerhouse.
I think it's Powerline. Bum, 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 bada, bum, 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 bada, bum, bum.
I think that is Powerhouse. But I could be wrong.
Powerline is, of course, the fake music star from the Goofy movie who did the song Eye to Eye.
Okay.
Looney Tunes Factory song. Powerhouse. I got it right the first time.
Yeah. Well, I got it right 100% of the time, though.
Until this moment, I thought we were working together.
I did lay you up.
Our famous collaboration to rank the films of Sean William Scott.
Of which I can remember three and a half now that I remember Southland Tales. Instead of Powerhouse, though, what if it was the Mario Paint save music, which I always like as a saucy alternative to Powerhouse?
Yeah, you know, I'm not very familiar with Mario Paint is the awful truth. I know that you're a Mario Paint artist.
Thank you.
But I did all of my musical compositions in Mario Maker.
Did you fuck around with Mario Paint to draw or anything?
No. I never had it as a kid. So the first time I've ever touched it was on Switch 2.
Oh, bummer.
It was a bummer. Life is a bummer.
No.
I had paint on my computer, so I was good.
Have you touched a Super Scope?
I think I have moved a Super Scope off of a friend's couch so we could play something that wasn't a Super Scope game.
Okay.
So, yes.
Okay. So, I had a Super Scope. Super Scope's fun.
Tell me more.
Ergonomically, a fucking nightmare. It was a fun, like, shooter game. Fun light gun game.
I wrote a piece this week about how the Mario Galaxy remasters
reminded me of...
Yeah. I got a replyman in my Blue Sky mentions who was very angry at me for that.
Really?
Particular. Yes.
You were right.
Slander.
This is the most right you've ever been.
I know, man. It felt weird for me too. So I was already reeling from that.
Yeah, this is your inarguable take. Most of them I feel like I could find a good reason to argue with, but
sure.
This is inarguable.
No, was very mad at me for suggesting that sticks is a good way to control a character.
What do they posit?
Motion controls. They like motion controls.
That's fucked up.
I agree.
Yeah, that's simply fucked. I'm going to find this person. I'm not going to read him, you know, on the podcast. That's too much. But I got to know.
I can't help you. I muted. They went in the mute hole.
Okay. Here we go. Here's some replies. We got three replies to this.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, multi-thread. Yeah.
Yeah. objectively.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot going on here.
It's a strongly held belief that I wandered into the crosshairs, certainly.
Yeah.
It's the angriest anyone's ever been about motion
it's
controls.
It's disingenuous bad for the people who like gyro aim and want it to become industry standard.
Sure.
That is a minority that is worth considering.
And I can kind of like a gyro aim sometimes.
Have you gone to this person's fucking timeline?
I glanced at it.
It's a lot of this stuff. They talk about this topic a lot.
It does seem to be a real single issue that they're putting their votes
towards.
Holy
shit. I didn't expect that.
I really... the alternative is that they manifested the vitriol they pointed towards me out of nowhere. But no, this was... I admit that I deliberately and cruelly attacked this person's beliefs.
Yeah.
Core beliefs.
Yes. I had no idea that such a guy exists.
Isn't it nice to find a new guy?
Yeah, he's still going on about it. If you were significantly bothered by the motion controls in games like Mario Galaxy, you played them wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck, man. And then somebody retweeted that?
Cool.
Boy, this person has one of the sadder things you see where they do the one like equals one opinion and no one liked it.
Oh, yeah, that's heartbreaking.
Yeah. That's bleak. I wasn't going to call this person out. I just wasn't expecting them to be, you know, like a circumcision guy, but for motion controls.
It's a very strongly held belief. That does remind me that I need to go check in on the tweet or the Blue Sky I did the one time that was one like from a person I respect equals video game opinion. And then it got about 40 likes and I put about three opinions.
Yeah. Yeah. See if anybody else. Yeah. Have you started respecting anybody else since then?
It doesn't seem likely.
Yeah. I would be surprised.
I'm intrinsically unable to do one of those engagement farming things without turning it into a joke because I hate the idea so much.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a bad person, basically.
It doesn't make you a bad person. You get out the universal urge that's like, I want to talk about some stuff that I think. You just get it out in other ways.
Yeah, that's really charitable, man. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't make you a bad person. It's just, you have the contempt you have for the ways other people do it makes you a bad person. But you getting it out a different way doesn't make you a bad person.
Well, but what they're doing is so contemptuous. It's Monster Blitz, where we talk about every monster in The Binding of Isaac, one at a time. This guy's an asshole.
Yeah, we're talking about Roddy.
Yeah, I think it's Roddy. I like Roddy is obviously more delicious.
Delicious bread.
Fuck, yeah, am I going to have that for dinner tonight?
I hope so.
Go get to some Hot Yai?
Yeah. Buzz marketing for Hot Yai.
Fucking yeah. The Hot Yai for two is the perfect amount of food for me and my wife. God, it's so good.
And it's delicious. I cannot wait for Kay to come out here for PRGE and feed her good food.
Yeah.
I love it when people from the Midwest come out here and learn what food is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, where are you gonna take her?
Not sure yet. I was thinking about easing her in. So the night that she gets in, I was thinking about going to Sailor's. Which is a fancy place. But sometimes when Kay and I get together, we have to have a business dinner. And sometimes we eat steak. We've only done it once before, but I like the idea of it. And Sailor's is really good.
Does Kay know that you like that?
Yeah. Well, we did it before.
Have you mentioned, like, man, that steak, huh?
Yeah. No, I mean, we talked about it when we did it the first time.
Sure.
Yeah. Kay likes steak. I just haven't I haven't specifically said, like, hey, the night you get into town, we're going to this old-timey steakhouse. But
yeah, out by me.
Yeah, it's good. Have you been?
Yeah, we went one time. It was good.
Yeah, I like that place.
It's got a very, very old vibe.
It's got a very old vibe, a really scary mural with one character who's staring directly at the person painting it.
I didn't see that one. I think that was only there for you.
Oh, shit.
Yep.
I don't care for that. It is a spooky mural.
But yeah, if you are, I know Jack is coming into town. Hot Yai down on Hawthorne. They might have a location on the other side of the river.
There are multiple locations, yeah.
Yeah, Thai fried chicken.
Mm-hmm. Northern Thai.
What? Yeah.
It's Northern Thai fried chicken, I think, is the specific.
They serve it with this amazing curry sauce.
Mm-hmm.
And the roti that they fry up is so fucking good. Oh man, it's so good.
It's really good. Fuck. I have delicious leftovers to eat, but like now I want Hot Yai. Well, I have an excuse to have Hot Yai when Kay's in town. So.
Yeah, these delicious leftovers have dark designs. I don't know. I haven't watched Westworld. Roddy.
Okay. Yeah, Roddy. What were you doing? I was trying to figure out what you're like referencing
these delicious delights or whatever have dark ends or the
You got like 80% of the 70, like 60% of the words right, so I was thrown off a little bit.
I didn't hit the fucking Dark Souls From Software line for you.
Nope, you certainly didn't. You hit the Dark Souls 3 line, or not the Dark Souls 3.
Keep talking it through.
Like the mortal shell line. Because Dark Souls 3 over-explains things.
Okay, there we go.
And you got less than the thing.
It's good that we...
I didn't want to accidentally compliment Dark Souls 3.
Sure.
Cannot have that on the record.
Perfectly fine game.
It's a good game. It's just not a great Dark Souls game. this guy famously... I can't tell the difference between him and the last one. The color differentiation is too slight.
Yeah. So this is the exact same model as Skinny from last week, except he is gray instead of pink.
Yeah. And he does the same thing, except...
Except with one very, very, very obnoxious thing. So he moves slowly around, leaving short-lasting red creep. But when you kill him, maybe you get lucky, and he just pops out two attack flies. No problem.
Who gives a shit?
Who gives a fucking...
Yeah. I can kill them with breakfast.
Gary, who gives a fucking shit, man?
Not me. Not Sean William Limp.
In your cosmology, limp is the opposite of Scott?
Yeah. Scott Aukerman is a turgid monster. The hard dickerman over here.
You know, I hadn't watched, I hadn't listened to Comedy Bang Bang in a while, but I was watching the Dropout cooking show where improv people make up challenges for chefs. And he was, they had the Threedom people on there. Scott Aukerman's still pretty delightful.
I like him a lot. He's a fun man.
He's good in other people's shows because he's just as mean.
Yeah. He doesn't know how to turn that off. Like, he's still just Scott Aukerman and shit.
It's very good.
So if you don't get the flies, which you want, you might get two bonies. And you may be thinking, what bony?
Just one talked about them just yet. One bony. Two flies, one bony.
Oh, A-bot. Yeah, yeah. Two flies, one bony, the famous web video.
The famous porn, I guess, video?
Technically porn.
Scat, certainly.
Scat. I imagine that started as porn and became something else.
I believe the original intent was masturbation, yeah.
Yeah, the gooning.
We
haven't talked about bonies yet.
We haven't, Gary, but they're a problem.
They are tough. And their variants are tough. This just gives you a regular bony, but we're going into bony time in a couple episodes.
We are racing towards bony time, yes.
Yeah, we're blitzing it, and it's going to be tough. We have one little shit to do before we enter the bony zone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, God. And we're doing a double record today, so we're going to be edging the bony zone today.
We, at the end of this podcast, I'm going to get off the podcast. I'm going to run downstairs to my wife, and I'm going to start immediately going off about bonies because I'm going to be so revved up.
Yeah, no, and I think we can both admit that sometimes our wives receive the runoff of this show emotionally.
Yeah, yeah, in two ways. Either I will come out of the show and kind of be keyed up in a guppy way.
Yeah,
and be like a little bit mean and high energy.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm more exhausted than I've ever been in my life and I don't want to talk.
Yeah, and you just need her to put your head in the machine that kills you.
Yeah, the smashing machine.
Yeah, because it's too hard to get your head in there yourself.
Yeah, I just need to be carried into a lemming's hole.
Baby, the machine. Baby, the machine.
On? Hey, sweetheart, can I ask you a big favor?
Hey, can you put my head in the
smashing machine?
Babe, I know I said I was going to cook dinner. Can you put my head in the smashing machine?
Sweetie, can I cash in a takeout coupon and you put my head in the smashing machine tonight instead? I just don't, sorry.
Yeah, hit the button, the one that turns it into paste.
Yeah. Thank you.
Everything to go. Love you. Not, support suicidal ideation.
No. Yeah. The, but you know, we don't support it.
No.
Participate it. We make jokes around it. We generally think it's good, but we don't support it.
Exactly. It happens, and we do it a lot, we're not going
to pretend it doesn't happen. Like, I'm not going to fool you, the listener, or myself with this shit.
I'm not going to sit here and say I don't have suicidal ideation probably at least once a day.
I'm not going to blow smoke up your ass.
Gary, I appreciate that because that's carcinogenic, and I don't want to get the butthole.
Yeah, I'm gonna give you secondhand smoke up your ass. I take a big drag from a cigarette, I widen you up, and then I just exhale directly into you.
Or what if it's cloves?
Then your asshole is gonna smell better than it ever has.
You a cloves guy?
Yeah, I think it smells better than your asshole.
I don't know, man. I could go really either way on that one.
I haven't been for a bit, so I guess that is true. Have there been updates
and that's
in that
and that's what I've been trying to get to is like it's been a minute, guy.
Yeah, I'm reading between the lines.
Since you took a trip to the old downtown buffet.
Yeah, since I checked out of the old country.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't. There been updates? Has that been? You got any new items on the menu?
You know,
so to speak.
I mean, you know, hemorrhoids move in and out like weather.
Sure. Yeah.
There's a boil from time to time, not actively at the moment, but.
Whew. Yeah, like a crawfish boil at the old cafe?
Exactly.
Or like a regular
crawfish boil at the old asshole buffet.
At the old asshole buffet.
Why won't they tell me what country the old country is in the buffet?
Because it's really bleak. It's without food laws.
Yeah. Is it Germany?
It's like a pre-Germany. It's like an Austria. It's the Ottoman Empire. It's some kind of shit that doesn't exist anymore.
It's Bavaria.
Yeah, it's Bavaria. I had the Coneheads' Hone Your Cone Alone song stuck in my head out of nowhere recently, and was walking around my house going, you don't have to hone your cone alone. And that's not a good place to be.
That's interesting. The other night on stream, I started saying Beldar's little quote when his wife asks him what it would happen if she died.
What does he say?
It's something like, my heart would cripple and I would die.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The
So we're both thinking a lot about Coneheads here in 2025, and I think that just speaks to the themes of the film.
That would also be a good commentary if we did those again. Like,
people didn't Coneheads seem to movie? Like them. No one's been like, when are we getting another commentary?
The commentaries. I thought you were talking about Coneheads movies. And I was
I could absolutely fucking. Jane Curtin's still alive, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Think
so. The when has somebody liked something stopped us or started us?
They're just a lot of work.
They are a lot of work, and I hate hearing people complain.
Yeah.
Somebody's just gonna be like, oh, I skipped these. I'm letting everybody know. And it's like, okay, cool.
Jane Curtin's still alive. Dan Aykroyd's still alive. Chris Farley dead, but he's a minor character.
Yeah, and we could bring him back. You know?
I've often thought I had a certain Chris Farley. That is a thing that genuinely happened is when I was doing like improv classes and stuff, people would be like, why aren't you more like Chris Farley? Because I'm a fat guy.
Is that seriously true?
Yeah, yeah. Why don't you take on more of like a Chris Farley energy? Because you're so big. And I am not a strong physical performer.
No, you do not have Chris Farley energy. That's like how people told me I should be a goalie because I was big.
I mean, but
for comedy.
Yeah, I mean, you would block a lot of shots just automatically.
If I could lay down. Well, that was the thinking, but it's actually not true. A goal is super wide. Like, I was wide. I was a little fat kid. Oh, hockey goal? I never played hockey.
Yeah, I can't skate. I hate skating.
Yeah. I get on ice skates and just break both my ankles instantly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But then you're, like, collapsed over in the goal. That fucking goon comes at you. What's he going to do? You're blocking the goal.
Beat me up. He like knocks out your teeth. Yeah, he fights.
Oh, no.
Yeah. The fucking goon.
A little Shorzy action.
You get Shorzy'd, you know? Yeah. Is there a mashup called the Jersey Shorzy?
No.
Okay.
I checked. Right? That was that silence was me checking.
Yeah, should there be? Do you want one?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't.
Seems like a good idea to me, but
think so. The Jersey Shore, I think, is still technically going, but it's all like nostalgic stuff now. Now we're under those hunting wives.
Yes, we like the wives who hunt, and then also wives of just various localities.
Yeah, like, yeah. The wives and drag queens is what it seems to mostly be on television.
Yes. Wife and drag queen, and still cooking. There are things that never went away.
Yeah, but Gordo's still out there.
Golden Bachelors. There's Golden Bachelors everywhere now.
There's two Golden Bachelors. We're up to two Golden Bachelors.
Okay. That's increasing at if these trends continue, in the year 3000, think about how many Golden Bachelors we'll have.
In the year 3000. Conan O'Brien.
Yeah.
Man, did you see the story about the second Golden Bachelor guy who said the most bachelor thing ever? And I wrote about it. It made me so happy.
I saw him say he didn't want any old chicks.
Yeah. This 64-year-old man being if anyone's over 60, I'm cutting them. It's like
over 50. I thought it was something ludicrous.
I think he was 64 and he was saying over 60.
Okay.
It really made me happy.
Literally a joke in the recent season of It's Always Sunny.
Yeah.
Of Frank doing that. And then he just did it in real life. And it's funny and gross. Men.
Yeah. I'm not endorsing it. I just
it's not like suicidal ideation.
Oh my God. I could really go for some of that right now, man.
Not just endorsing it.
Oh my god, the smashing like machine. It. Are you imagining a big hammer or like a piston that pushes down?
I'm imagining a piston that pushes down on a conveyor belt, and the piston is from Gyromite, and the music is from Gyromite.
Okay, so you do want Rob there when you die. That's good to know.
Yes. And that whoever that doctor is, and one of those turkeys.
Yeah, you want Rob as your reverse doula.
Yeah. The Dr. Kevorkrabarian. Yeah.
Gary, can I get a clean read on Dr. Kevorkrabarian?
Dr. Kevorkrabarian.
See, Gary, that time the clean read didn't have enough self-aware shame in it. Could I get it one more with you realizing it wasn't working halfway through?
The trick is there's an R in Kevorkian, so I was trying to make it work. Yeah. Dr. Kevorkrabarian.
That was really good. That was very clean. Yeah. Thank you for how clean that was.
Thank you.
So you're fighting this little slow-moving asshole, and you're like, mm-hmm. fine, and then suddenly there's a fucking bony there.
Yeah, yeah. And then the music from Gyromite's happening.
Sure.
Yeah, I don't like these guys very much.
Dwayne Johnson's there screaming for an Oscar, just begging for it. Just full legs spread, screaming, give me an Oscar.
I did so much makeup. I was in the makeup chair for so long. Give me the Oscar.
Have you looked at the pictures of him lately? A lot of that's not makeup.
He does look a little weird, but some of it is makeup. They definitely like fucking did something to his jawline.
He stopped doing whatever was making him quite as big, and it's very scary.
That's in current picture. Yeah. It is weird.
Like, I mean, the body does what the body does, but it's...
He looks like Al Roker now.
Yeah, like his head has shrunk down to fit... Where the bones have grown.
Yeah. But he also did have some face stuff going on in that movie.
Absolutely. He did have some face stuff going on in the movie.
But yeah, his body just being all like a muscular skeleton now is weird and scary.
I could probably take him, I think, now.
You think so?
I think probably from behind with a gun.
Yeah. If you're at the top of the Hollywood.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think so. It sucked. I had a real moment. Dwayne Johnson used to be one of those guys where it's like, that guy seems like a nice guy. I don't like his movies that much, but he seems like he's nice.
Sure.
And then found out his politics are awful. I had that bad feeling.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Same thing with Vin Diesel. Like Vin Diesel got into some kind of trouble.
And I, like, I oh, can, man. I, you can never make me that mad at Vin Diesel, no matter how bad his politics are. I think he's so,
there's something else. I don't remember it though, which is stupid,
but like he's an asshole.
He did something that I remember giving me pause, and I want to like him so much.
He called Dwayne Johnson the candy ass. Is that what it was?
That's actually pretty good.
I'm sure like I
from Microsoft.
With the caveat that I don't know about the bad thing lodged in Gary's mind about Vin Diesel, the fact that he lives his life so apparently earnestly and in pursuit of such bad ideas is very charming. Yeah.
That, and I love his commitment to Dungeons and Dragons having his old character and stuff. He wrote like the intro for the, like not even the most recent one, like the 20th anniversary book I have, like when he was an up and coming star.
Yeah.
And it's very darling. It's very much a kid telling you about their characters, except it's Vin Diesel.
Yeah. And his character, The Last Witch Hunter.
Yes. It gets all like, his ideas for his movies from D&D.
There is something very charming about believing in your heart of hearts that Bloodshot's going to be big.
Yeah. Yeah. Love a Coyote.
Is that his character in Bloodshot?
No, it's like a Don Quixote. Oh. He's a true believer.
Okay, there we go. Okay.
Yeah. It might be his character in Bloodshot. I haven't seen Bloodshot.
I think his character is Bloodshot. I think his character is Bloodshot. Yeah. No, we joked about Bloodshot a lot when we went to see, I think, the first Sonic.
Sadly. But we saw Sonic instead.
Tragic.
Starting a whole thing.
Gary, are you...
beautiful thing that I love.
Yeah, are you excited to spend a day with me and Kay at the same time?
Yeah. Yeah. I think it'll be fun. Yeah.
If I say yeah,
yes, I am.
Often enough and with a chipper Absolutely, enough intonation, this will stop.
I sure am. I am excited.
I Chuck Schramm.
The word for me. I'm gooning at it. It's good to me.
No, thank you.
I am looking forward to it.
Me too. It'll be a good time. I'm going to be hanging out with Gary and Kay at PRGE on Saturday. So
yeah,
I thought about making guppy buttons or something, but I don't have a button maker.
Yeah. If you're hearing this, you can come do it. This episode comes out beforehand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come out to Portland.
The next episode recording, it'll be too late.
I can absolutely 100% guarantee that the convention center will not be swarming with ICE agents.
Yes.
And federal troops. No way there could be. Not scary at all.
There could be ICE agents there.
There could absolutely fucking be. They're moving troops into the city.
They're bringing troops into the city. They're not on that side of the river. Generally.
It's not that far away, though. It's right on the other side of the river. The bridges exist.
Not that far. It's not that far away. I don't think it's going to be troop crazy there. But the ICE agents, who fucking knows? Gross.
I did hear that Trump wants to seize all of America's virtual boys.
All the gamers? Yep. Is that what he calls trans people?
Yeah.
Trans masculine people? That's,
Gary, that's very funny while also sucking.
Trans-mask enemy. Yeah.
Honestly, I got a little thrill seeing that Ground Control doesn't have the pinball contract this year.
Yeah, Next Level does now.
Yeah, fucking A, man.
Yeah. Excited about that. And not tabling there. This happened last year, too. Means I can play some games.
Yeah.
Yeah. Looking forward to it. Going to go both days since I'm paneling both days. Going to walk around, play some games, look at some stuff, get a little souvenir for the wife.
I've got a little work appointment there.
Oh, what are you doing for work?
Oh, Atari's got a booth there, and their PR people reached out.
Oh.
Actually, if I'd waited a little longer, I could have gotten free tickets, but...
Yeah, Missile Command?
Is it about Missile Command? I think it's probably going to be Missile Command.
Missile Command. I love Missile Command.
I genuinely really like Missile Command.
Yeah.
But
that's probably my favorite original Atari game.
What about Missile Command?
I like Missile Command better.
They do have similar themes. Than Southland
Tales. True.
They're both about the apocalypse.
And only one of them has Sean William Scott, though.
Which one?
Berserk?
Man, if you...
Battle Tank?
You fucking talk to a nerd these days, inevitably, give it 20 minutes and they'll bring up fucking Berserk.
Yeah.
No matter what you're talking about. Oh, this reminds me of Berserk. Great.
Yeah. You want a fucking parade?
Tell it to your Behelet.
Yeah.
Never read Berserk.
I always say Baylet.
I've only said it just here, so I'm here to learn, Senpai.
No, don't. I don't know if that's correct, but it's in a lyric on the Modred record that's coming out. So if I got it wrong, it's forever wrong.
What if right now, you're doing your meetup. Are you doing that with Retronauts, with the meetup?
Yes. Kinda?
What if you sent an email right now to the Retronauts guys being like, what if my band played at the meetup?
Just as like as a fake out. Cause like I can't pursue that at all.
I don't think that the response you'll get will be such that you need to send any further emails.
I think you're wrong with that. I think that if this were a place where that could happen, given that like this quarter world is huge and anyone had to sit there and listen to it.
Oh okay, yeah. I just like the idea of being like the guy who offers to bring his guitar to the party, but on a band scale.
Yeah. To the thing. What if, I mean, that would be shitty. It wasn't so much, I was just like, hey, you guys want to come to do the meetup with us? And they're like, yeah. Like, it's pretty informal. Quarterworld won't even like put aside a place for us this year. They're kind of hardballing me about it.
Oh, fuck. Are they dicking you over, man? Do you need the pit bull?
Yeah.
I'm the pit bull.
Oh. No.
For negotiation, for the purposes of negotiation, I'm the pit bull.
Oh, then yeah. Back to again.
To be clear, I'm not Mr. Worldwide Pitbull, the artist. I'm not offering to dress up like Pitbull and play Pitbull songs.
Pitball.
Gary, let's do a little role play here. Let's get you trained for this negotiation.
Okay.
Do you want to be? What's more instructive? I need to see your negotiating technique. So the first time through the scene, I'll be Quarter World, and you be Gary. Okay.
I'll be Gary. Okay. It's the part I was born to play.
In many ways, yes. As a Quarter World, what do you want?
My name is Gary Butterfield. I'll pay you anything to look my
gross. Gross name. Sucks. Sounds like a comedy name. You sound foolish. Oh,
my human name. My name.
Oh, you one of those living dogs? You one of those living dogs I hear about?
No.
Like those people who are like, hey, I'm not a man. I'm a living dog. Call me by my living dog name. Rough.
I mean, I'm into puppy play, but not puppy business.
Hey, I'm into fucking puppy work. What do you want? I have so many pinball machines that are working at about 70% goodness.
I want to have a meetup there with my band and Retro.
I'm real busy not fixing the safe in the Sopranos machine so it doesn't react properly.
Yeah, that's understandable. I'm sorry you're going through that.
I like it. What? I put up a little camera watching people get mad when the pinball hits the Sopranos safe and it doesn't trigger. And don't even get me started on the Balrog in Lord of the Rings.
What does it do for you? Like, how does that? It sounds like it feels good.
I noog to it.
How does it feel good? You what to it, goon?
Noog.
Noog?
It's where you finish in like 1 second.
Okay.
Get on with your fucking day.
Yeah. Speaking of getting
you know
on
that
today,
thought sometimes when you're like a third of a way through a goon session, you're like, I could really just finish this now and then have time to, you know, make lunch or something.
Quick improv timeout.
Yo, what's up, man?
Yes.
Okay.
100%. Am I just like, let's get on with this.
Yep.
Okay. Back in.
Yeah. So why are you calling me joke name puppy man?
I was hoping to have a meetup at
meetup! Oh, someone's meeting with his little fans!
Yeah, but not just us. Somebody you've heard of as well, Retronauts. Huh?
Excuse me?
The Retronauts. We're talking Jeremy Parrish. We're talking Bob Mackey. We're talking probably two people you haven't heard of before
You're going to have Will Hughes on there?
Huh? Who?
From the Dead Rising and Final Fantasy 16 episodes?
I mean, they could always surprise me, but I don't think so. They haven't had him back in a while.
Do you think Bob Mackey is going to connect having recorded
like
two podcasts with him?
Man.
What?
It sounds like you're getting a little broken up there.
I had a little phlegm in my throat. Do you think Bob Mackey is going to connect having recorded two episodes with Will Hughes with meeting him in person, or do you think he's not going to make that connection?
My guess is he'll make it slowly.
Slowly, eventually, yes. Good.
Yeah. You know, if you let us do this makeup, I could maybe, I'm friends with Bob, I could maybe whisper in his ear and prep him so he doesn't
do it. You want to wear makeup to my cool arcade?
What?
You said you were doing a makeup.
I don't recall saying that, but I think it's
you said
weird that
I'm
gonna
if you let me
it.
Do this makeup. Is this something is this more of the living dog stuff?
No. No, I just misspoke.
Oh. Yeah. What's your job?
I run a podcast network.
Okay, so you're not on talent. You're not on okay, so it's okay for you to misspeak as much as you do.
No, it's okay to misspeak. It's actually like okay for everyone to misspeak. I'm an activist as well.
Oh, What?
What city are you from, Mr. Quarterworld?
Quad Cities.
Yeah.
Yep.
The all four.
New York.
Los
Angeles.
You're born right in the. Do you think there's been a baby born right in the center of the Quad Cities? The Quad Baby.
Yeah, the fabled Quad Baby. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what do you want from me? You can come. You can bring your fucking filthy fans to my arcade. They're all paying cover.
Well, what if you had a promo going that night where if people brought their badge from the convention, they got him for free?
Gary, did you really pitch that to this person? Because that's a good idea.
Well, they're doing it. I didn't pitch it, but it is happening.
Fucking hell. Yeah.
Yeah. It is a good idea, though. But it is happening, so everyone bring your badges.
I'm already doing that.
Okay. Well, that's great. Then
what
that
do you want?
Sounds good.
What do you want?
I guess I don't know.
To put up on the sign what so do you want?
We're there. Well, you know that little back area with the second
bar? We have like a bar area. People could sit down in the bar area.
Well, there's two bars for one.
Yeah. Tell me more about my own arcade that I've definitely been to since Next Level opened.
The smaller bar. What if you put a little sign so we could all hang out there?
You want a sign?
Yeah.
If I give you a sign, I'm going to have to give somebody else a cosign, and then I'm just going off on a really annoying tangent. Scene.
You can't hear it, but I'm doing the little thing with my hand.
Is it? Was that a which thing? Because it could be the jerk off motion. It could be the back and forth. It could be a lot of stuff.
It was the eh.
Okay.
Going back and forth flat. Like I was like, buddy.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep. Nope. It wasn't me. It was the quarter world guy.
Yeah, I know. Quarter world guy kind of lost the plot there for a second.
I
understand the word association part of it.
He just saw a little joke to make. It was
it was a joke. Yeah. A little ecoge. It's when you get the joke over with as soon as possible.
Yep.
Get on with your day. Okay, no sign. I guess that's fine then. I guess this is just a courtesy to let you know that we'll be there.
I can't imagine you're going to have that many people show up.
Retronauts.
Yeah, they do a lot of
meetups, though. We're not going to, but they're going to.
They're going to announce it at their panel?
Yeah.
You sure you don't want to do this out at Next Level? I know it's a trip, but it's a lot more fun.
It is a lot more fun, but I can't ask everybody who's just in town to all take like a $60 lift.
Yeah, and they don't serve alcohol there, but it's such a better arcade, man.
It's a better arcade. I'm desperately trying to get Jeremy and Bob to go just to check it out because they'll like it in my hometown pride.
Yeah.
I mean, Hillsborough.
Near hometown pride.
Yeah, near hometown pride. I consider it a suburb, whether it considers itself one or not.
A little manifest destiny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I hope they go.
I do too. As the owner and founder of Quarter World, I hope that the Retronauts guys go to Next Level, a better arcade.
Yeah. Yeah. And then they come back and they tell you ways to improve yours.
Just make it not seem quite so dank and make sure all the pinball machines actually work would probably be a good start. But I'm not doing it.
I kind of like the dankness.
I
know. Little adult room that you have now, the little like porn room.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's an adult. Like, Next Level is for all ages. Quarter World is for gooning.
Gary, if people enjoy this show, what should they do?
Patreon.com/DuckFeedTV. And come to our meetup where there might be Will Hughes from Retronauts.
Yeah, if I don't lose my ID right before the meetup this time.
Oh, that was brutal.
Got to the place. And I was like, please look at my face. Please look at how old I am.
Look at the age.
There are people here who
ravaged
came.
Me.
There are people who came partially because they get to talk to me.
Yeah. It's fucking wild when you go into a place and you don't have your ID and there are people who are born in like 2004 getting in. It's like, that's fucked up.
Like look at me, please. One of two things has happened. Either I'm an adult who lost his driver's license, embarrassing, or I am a child with the Jack disease and I need a dress.
Yes. A government has created the progeria ray. And tested it on me.
Ah, down in Havana.
Yeah. You can also leave a rating or review.
Like this one left on by Sean T. And sorry, the text on this is always so small and I can't zoom it in. On Apple Podcasts. I haven't read this one in advance, so. Ooh.
Uh-oh.
Sorry, I went down to the next one, which is, I'm going to read this one. A Zlock social justice barbarian has written a 5-star review titled, "You Are a Mons Pubis Coward, Will Hughes," as the title.
Okay.
Body of the review, "You Are a Mons Pubis Coward, Will Hughes."
Mons Pubis is that area right above your ding dong. Is that correct?
Let's ask Google.
Yeah. I couldn't remember what the mons pubis was.
located above the pubic bone, forming the upper boundary of the vulva. Now, to be fair, I am using the AI overview, so that could be completely wrong.
Yep. Especially when it comes to vulvas.
Yeah, I don't... Yeah, I don't think I'm a coward in regards to that.
Yeah, yeah. Which
I don't
part
think this is my
what?
Wife.
No, I don't think it's your wife. That would be a weird... God, what if it was?
Honey, are you Slock, social justice barbarian?
I actually know who that is. That's an old-time person who's interfaced with the network for a very long time.
Okay.
Who I think that we met at Portland Retro Gaming Expo originally.
Do you think they're mad at me?
Unclear. I haven't had interfaces with that person in a long time. I kind of forgot that name. But
I can't tell if they're mad at me.
An old-timey fan. Well, how many stars was it?
It's 5 stars.
Oh, they're fine.
You know it's 5 stars. I read it.
I know. Then I think they're probably fine.
I just can't tell if that's like a generic insult or if I said something about being afraid of the mons pubis. I wouldn't. It's a fine part of the body.
Yeah. I mean, you're not as into it as I am, but it's... I don't think you're scared of it, per se.
No, certainly not scared. I'm not...
No.
No.
There's no teeth in there, you know?
Oh, it... Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a myth.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Not trying to make you Microsoft thinking about it.
Yeah.
Just, no. No ghost.